This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وكذلك وكذلك نجزي المجرمين لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش وكذلك نجزي الظالمين لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش وكذلك نجزي الظالمين والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وعملوا الصالحات والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله وقالوا الحمد لله وقالوا الحمد لله وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة ونودوا الله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون صدق الله العظيم صدق الرسول
Allah بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Respected ulama, my beloved mothers and fathers, beloved sisters and brothers, and honorable and beloved youth and children, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and honor and respect and understanding and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us again the honor and the privilege to be in the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor. And that is that Allah has chosen us and selected us and handpicked us to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not Muslim by chance or by luck. Huwa jatabakum. Allah says He is the one that has chosen you. So we can't thank Allah enough. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And we bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. القائل, the one that said, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. And believe it or not, the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the Shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are those people who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my first word of advice for your honorable selves today is to increase the salawat on the Nabi Muhammad alayhi wasallam. It is high time that we need to appreciate that the Nabi Muhammad said alayhi wasallam, if you just put one salah, or like we call in Cape Town salawat, one salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah puts immediately 10 mercy from Allah on you. In other words, if you put 100 salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah puts on you every day 1,000 mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha nabihil kareem. In this holy hour, we ask Allah to put salah and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on all the brothers of Rasulullah, of the Anbiya and Mursaleen, and all their families and friends. Wa ahsalallahu khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-muslimin. We ask Allah to grant me and your honorable selves and each and every Muslim the most beautiful ending of this world. And may Allah raise us the day of Qiyamah under the banner of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd fa ya ibadallah. اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم. Beloved servants of Allah, always be conscious of Allah, be fearful of Allah, and be obedient to Allah. For indeed in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah says, glorification and praises to the one who has control and power over all things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says to us that in no uncertain terms, Allah explains to us what is the purpose of this life, of this human life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. Allah says, the one that has created death and life, لِيَبَلُّوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Before we translate that part of the ayah, it is so important to study the Quran and learn the Quran and contemplate over the words of Allah Because if you note, Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ Allah has created death and then life. So why does Allah precede? Why does Allah first mention death? To draw our attention. Because most of the people are not thinking about the death. And Allah has created this life. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا The purpose of this life is because Allah wants to test you and me. Who of us are going to be the most excellent and the most outstanding in good deeds? And good deeds and the best of deeds are so vast and so huge and a wide range. Salah, fasting, giving sadaqah, being kind to your neighbors, kind to everybody. Even removing something harmful from the street or from a way to out of concern for beings. Not only human beings, but even animals. That is also part of good deeds. In fact, it is part of Iman. And can you imagine, my dear ones, that on top of the list of the best of deeds is to display the best of character to all human beings and especially to your loved ones and to your close relatives. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ Of all the good deeds, nothing is going to weigh more heavier on your scales the day of Qiyamah than your beautiful character, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So an important point and a lesson that we learn from these ayat is that we can safely say that Allah has created us to test us. Who of us are going to be the best in beautiful character? I'm appealing to each and every one here present today to hold on and to remember the following hadith for the rest of your lives. And this hadith, I must admit, is very close to my heart. And you will agree with me. In this hadith, the Nabi Muhammad says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ The actual reason and the real reason why Allah has sent me to this world as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to complete the best of character, is to come and teach you to have the best of character. That was the main purpose of the sending of our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. ثم أيها الأحباء يقول سبحانه وتعالى في آية أخرى تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا Glory be to Allah. How blessed is Allah who has placed gigantic stars in the sky and a shining sun and a bright moon and He Allah is the one who made the night and the day to follow each other. So the days follow, the weeks follow, the months and the years. We're now in a new year. For what reason? Allah says, for those who want to reflect and think back and contemplate, or to those who want to show gratitude. The year 2022, for example, has gone, and you can say to yourself, Alhamdulillah, you want to show gratitude. This year was a good year for me. I was every morning Fajr in the masjid. I didn't do it before. I did this and I did that. Or you can reflect and say, another year has passed and I didn't do so good. So yes, the year 2022 is gone, but not forgotten. Because everything is documented. So let us be of those who reflect and ask ourselves serious questions. For example, if we ask ourselves, if I am to leave this world today or tomorrow, did I do enough? Or did I carry out the purpose of life in order for Allah to be satisfied with me? And I was thinking of an example. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And no examples can be to compare to Allah. Allah is the greatest. But just for our understanding, just imagine one of the biggest companies and the most wealthiest companies in the world offer you. They offer you, you must work for them for 5 years. And all your needs will be seen too. A house, motor car, everything. You will also receive a manual, in other words, a book of rules. You will have the opportunity in the 5 years to meet with a big boss, the CEO of the company. Every day, 5 times, you can go to the house and the palace of the CEO and speak to him every day. And you can ask him whatever you need, and he will give it to you. You are also requested to read and to study the manual. And you are also informed that in this company we have got cameras all over. So whatever you do in this 5 years, 24/7, we can see what you are doing. And the offer is that after 5 years, this company, if you have done what we have requested from you to do, this company will look after you, your family, for the rest of your life. They will give you properties in each and every major city in the world. This company will give you in each and every city the best BMW and the best Mercedes-Benz. And they will even give you a private jet to fly around the world. And so much more that no human being will ever refuse. But now let us just imagine. For example, the person very seldom made an effort to meet with the CEO. He was offered to meet 5 times per day. He consistently broke the rules of the company in spite of the cameras. He very seldom read the manual, the book of rules. The key question is, what do you think will be the judgment of the company of that particular person? I don't need to answer. And so similarly, as we said, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Just imagine all of us, we've been offered to meet not with the CEO and the boss of the company. We have been offered to meet with the King of Kings. Every day of our lives until we die, personally we can meet with Allah, we connect with Allah, we speak to Allah, we can ask Allah anything. Uda'uni astajib lakum. And that person, he doesn't go to the masjid to meet Allah. He breaks the rules continuously in spite of not cameras, in spite of Allah Al-Raqib, the ever-watching, Al-Khabir, the well-informed. Allah knows everything about all of us. How many times said Allah in Quran, وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And whatever you do, from the beginning of your life until the last minute, Allah knows everything about you. In spite of that, we consistently disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same person very seldom reads, not the manual of the company, the best book ever that came to this world, the Quran. Very seldom he reads the book. He don't understand much of the Quran. My dear ones, what do we expect the judgment to be? No wonder Allah is asking us, all of us, the following question. أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُ جَنَّتَهُ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Before I'm going to translate the ayah, wallahi, I swear by Allah, Allah has already prepared for all of us our jannat. In this ayah, Allah is asking a key question. Do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? Jamaat Muslimin, I must admit, I remember these words now for more than 36 years. I went with the National Ulama Body, the time when the problem started in Somalia. So we went to Kenya and we went to the borders of Somalia to take, you know, food and needs to the people of Somalia. So on our way back, we make Dhuhr Salah in Nairobi. And in Nairobi, in that masjid, they give about 25 minutes between the Adhan and the Iqama because there are so many people coming. It's in the city center. There are so many people coming for Dhuhr. So they accommodate people to take wudu. And then one of the ulama will stand up. And I was so fortunate that I was there. And he read this ayah. Am hasibatum, I'm going to repeat it again so that you can remember the translation. Allah's asking the question to all of us. Do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? Ya Salam. And then this alim said, the day of Qiyamah, they're going to open your book and look at the first page. Five times Salah in Masjid, your name is not there. Fasting on a Monday, your name is not there. Fasting Thursday, your name is not there. Salatul Tahajjud, your name is not there. Caring for the poor, your name is not there. Caring for orphans. The Malaika is going to ask you, this is what he said in Nairobi. The Malaika is going to ask you, now what did you do with all your time? My dear ones, we are now in a new year. And how is it possible to go into a new year without reflecting back of what has happened the last year or the years before, or without new resolutions, or without bringing about any changes? How can you go into this new year and you're not going to change? You don't have any intention. So that is why we have this Jumu'ah, so that we can motivate one another to change. One of my teachers, and I call him my teacher, he's not a Muslim. In fact, he's a pastor. His name is John C. Maxwell. And I bought a lot of books from Mr. John C. Maxwell because he writes about leadership, and you must remember the name. The latest book I bought from him is Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Try to buy the book. The benefit, one of the benefits that I got from the book is, I said to myself, that is exactly what happens to all of us. Everyone communicates to Allah, but few connect to Allah. But anyway, John C. Maxwell, in one of his books, he says, the worst thing in life for him is to stay stagnant, void of change. No change. You are still the same person for 20 years, for 40 years. But yes, my dear ones, there's many changes that we can bring about. But I'm coming to the main change for today and for this year. But there are other changes. For example, there might be brothers or sisters. Sometimes I forget about the sisters. There might be brothers or sisters that want to stop smoking. And they confuse when to start. This is a good time to start. And sometimes some of the smokers don't like me to speak about it. But it's only out of love and concern. Because the cigarette box says to you, smoking can kill you. No, this is in South Africa. South Africa is about 30 years behind. In most of the other airports that I went, the box says, smoking kills you. And that's the truth, whether you like it or not. So that is a change that you can bring about. Then you are moving forward. But the main change that I want to focus on today and to encourage everybody is to focus and to connect yourself with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, my dear ones, we can't continue in this way. that we have no time for the Quran. Allah says in the Quran that the Nabi Muhammad is going to say, alayhi salatu wasalam, day of Qiyamah, inna qawmi, referring to the people of Makkah, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Quran mahjura. Oh Allah, my people have abandoned the Quran. Isn't that the problem with the Muslim Ummah today? The Muslims have abandoned the Quran. Other things are more important for them. For example, their soccer team, Manchester United, the Liverpool or Arsenal, if his team lose, then he's angry for the whole week. His wife mustn't even ask him to go buy groceries. Hey, shut up, man. He's so angry. But he's not angry. He didn't read the Quran for a year or for 2 years. My dear ones, listen attentively. Because that is what Allah wants us when Allah speaks. To listen attentively. Listen attentively to the two following questions that Allah is asking each one of us. One of the things that I benefited from a younger brother, from my brother-in-law, Sheikh Shaheen Abrams from Grassy Park. And I'm sure that your honorable selves can also benefit. He says, when you listen to the Quran, you must say to yourself that Allah is speaking to me. Allah speaking to me. That must be the mindset. So listen to the questions that Allah is asking you and me. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Hasn't the time arrived for the believers to connect their hearts? Connect their hearts, not their tongues. Connect their hearts with the Quran. And we must respond. Just imagine Allah is asking a question and you don't even respond. If I ask one of my children a question and he just walk away, I will consider that child of me to be rude. So Allah is asking us a question. Hasn't the time arrived for the believers to connect their hearts with the Quran? And we must respond and say, Ya Allah, the time has now come. 2023 is the year that I'm going to start to read the Quran. Not only read the Quran in Arabic, to understand the Quran, read the translation of the Quran. Because that is my message today. Not you must baca khatam every month on Ramadan. My message today is, you must read to understand the Quran. The Quran must not reveal to be packed in the masjid or when there's a janazah, then we read the Quran and we just read the Quran in Arabic with no understanding. It can't be. That's not the purpose why Allah has revealed the Quran. And listen to the second question. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ أَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't people make time to ponder? Allah is asking the question, brothers and sisters, I want you to go home and think over these questions. Allah is asking the question, don't people make time to ponder over the Quran of my words? Allah is not asking, أَفَلَا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they read the Quran? You're supposed to read the Quran. Allah is asking, don't you make extra time, special time, to think deep about the words of Allah. Contemplate, tadabbur. Or are there locks on their hearts? Like Sheikh Umar Sulaiman said now the other day, the locks that we have is the films, the Netflix. That is a lock. Because of Netflix, you don't have time for the Quran. Now I name Netflix, not Netflix, Netflix. Your neck is gefixed by films. Social media, the phone, WhatsApp messages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And there are many beautiful messages, but some people do it the wrong way and go the wrong way. The locks, no time for the Quran. My dear ones, please don't allow today's Jumu'ah to be just another Jumu'ah. But make the intention that you're going to read the full translation of the Quran. Wallahi Jamaat Muslimin, I've been saying, my brother Sheikh Abu Bakr, he said about 10 years ago, a non-Muslim embraced Islam. And after 9 months, he came to Sheikh Abu Bakr. He said, Sheikh Abu Bakr, Alhamdulillah, I've read the translation of the Quran from the first page to the last page. And you must allow me to say, to speak on behalf of all of us, most of us, we are born Muslims, we didn't do it. Just last week, in Portland's Mrs. Plain, about more than 7 years ago, a woman priest embraced Islam in Portland, close to our masjid. And she chose the name Aisha. And she passed on a year and a half ago. Wallahi, last week, a husband came to me. He said to me, Sheikh, in the 7 years, my wife read the translation of the Quran 14 times. Allahu Akbar. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm saying again, don't let this Jummah be just another Jummah. Make your intention this year, 2023, you're going to read the Quran. You're going to read with your family Quran circles or community Quran circles. And I must admit, about 15 years ago, we decided in our masjid, in Ramadan after Fajr, we're going to ask everybody to go home and read the Quran and tafsir in English. And then one of the young men, what he brought forward, we were doing Surah Kahf. He says, Surah Kahf, he read the English. Surah, the middle word of the Quran, wal yatalattaf. It means, be careful. Be careful what you do. Allah is saying to you, be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you say. You can take that one word, the middle word. It's the most balanced word in the whole Quran. You can take that one word and you will succeed in this life. That is how powerful the Quran is. Ayyul ahibba, tubu ila Allah wa astaghfiruh. My beloved ones, make tawbah to Allah. Repent to Allah and ask Allah forgiveness. For our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, I, Rasulullah, I ask Allah in one narration 70 times, other narrations 100 times. I ask Allah forgiveness 100 times minimum per day, and I ask Allah tawbah. Just imagine our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, At-ta'ibu min dhanbi kamal la dhanba lahu. A person that returns from his sins and wrongdoings. By Allah, it is as if he has never ever done anything wrong. Jamaat Muslimin, allow me to say, I'm now Imam for 34 years in Portland's Mitzvah Plain. And every Friday, I end off with this following hadith of the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ. The Nabi ﷺ was the greatest leader. The Nabi Muhammad always gave people hope. And Rasulullah says, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّبُونَ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. You could have been the worst person in the world. If you return to Allah, Allah is prepared to forgive you. That is why the day of Qiyamah, if you don't make it to the Jannah, you've got nobody to blame, only yourself. Allah gave you so many chances. I must also admit, when I come to this part of the hadith, I go out of my way to remind my beloved brothers and sisters that are still neglectful in the salah, that are still not making the 5-time salah, or they make 5-time salah but out of time. For example, they're at work, or they are at the beach, or at the wedding. So tonight they're going to make Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha together. You know what Allah says about those people? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِمْ سَاوُونَ. A whale, a valley in the fire of Jahannam. For those people who make salah, they make 5 times salah, but they make it out of time. Now if that is for people that make 5 times salah, what about people that don't make salah? They don't make fajr. Fajr is too early. Astaghfirullah. They don't make dhuhr, they don't make asr. Now and then they make salah. Jamaat Muslimin, this is not just another Jumu'ah. This is your special Jumu'ah to make important decisions that from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. Just imagine the day of Qiyamah when we're going to stand in front of Allah and we're going to stand amongst billions and billions. And even the Anbiya are going to say, Nafsi, Nafsi, I'm worried about myself. And just imagine you standing there and the Malaika come and they give you a report. And Allah calls it a book because it's your whole life. The Malaika give you a book in your right hand and say to you, you pass, you are going to Jannah. That moment is so crucial. that Allah records in the Quran. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. The person that's going to receive his book in his right hand is going to say, yes, my book, yes, my report, I pass, I'm going to Jannah. But just imagine for a moment, you stand and the malaika come with your book here from behind in your left hand and they say to you, fail, you didn't pass, you're not going to Jannah, you're going to Jahannam. You were present at Masjid Jami, Istighman Road Masjid, on the 6th of January 2023. There was a person, Ibrahim Gabriels, he reminded you about the Salah, but still you didn't make your Salah. Don't cry, it's too late to cry. Don't regret, it's too late to regret. Jamaat Muslimin, I know my time is over, but I'm just going to complete with a guarantee to the Jannah. Guarantee to the Jannah given to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So please record and document the guarantee. Qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Itmanu li sittan atman lakum al-Jannah. Guarantee for me six, and I, Rasulullah, on the authority that Allah has given me, will guarantee you the Jannah. Awfu idha ahadtum, if you've made the promise, keep your word. Usduku idha haddathtum, whenever you speak, speak the truth. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. In today's world, illa man rahim Allah. In today's world, most of the people are liars. May Allah protect us. Take the words of Rasulullah. Take the guarantee. Allah will forgive for the past. Third one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to protect your private parts. And I will guarantee you the Jannah. We live in a world, again I'm saying, illa man rahim Allah, except for Allah's mercies on. The whole world is just, everybody sleeping with everybody. Zina, immoral sex, is the order of the day. May Allah protect us, may Allah protect our children. The fourth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. Guarantee, you're going to lower your gaze. We live in a time, most of the women, they dress themselves so that you can look the second time and the third time. And some men are looking at women in the street as if they are looking at a Wimbledon tennis match. You want to see all the women in the street? And worse than that, there are so many Muslims looking at pornography. Astaghfirullah. And you're doing it in front of Allah. That's why the Nabi Muhammad said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, an-nadratu sahmun masmumun min sihami iblis. That second look, and that third look, and that long first look. And I want to warn my brothers and sisters not to play around and make jokes about the words of Rasulullah. Don't say, Rasulullah says the first look is for you, so have a long look. Don't play and make jokes about the words of Rasulullah. Because that is not what is meant. That's not the spirit of Iman. That's not the spirit of Islam. What Rasulullah meant, if you walk out here and your eyes fall on a woman, Allah's not going to blame you for that. So that second look and a third look and a long first look is a poisonous arrow from the Iblis, says Allah. Why is it poisoned? To kill your iman. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, any person that leaves it alone, he swept away his eyesight out of respect for Allah and out of fear for the day of Qiyamah. Allah will replace you with sweetness of iman. There's a difference between iman and sweetness of iman. Allah will replace you with the sweetness of iman in your heart. The fifth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me you're going to carry out your responsibilities. There are many responsibilities. One of the responsibilities I always like to identify, because I also a husband, is that we as husbands, we must carry out our responsibilities towards our wives, to honor them, to respect them, to love them, to care for them. And the last one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. If your brother or your sister or your uncle has done anything wrong to you or said anything wrong about, have a forgiving heart to keep the family together. Subhanallah, there are people in this world, own brothers from the same father, the same mother, they don't talk to one another for years. Astaghfirullah, they don't want to give in. You guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together, I will guarantee the Jannah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. Allah speaks to all of us. Allah says, be conscious of Allah. And let each and every one look into what you have sent forward for tomorrow. And Allah is not referring to tomorrow, the 7th of January 2023. Allah is referring to the day of Qiyamah. Because as tomorrow, the 7th of January is close by, likewise the day of Qiyamah is so close by. And then Allah says, Wattaqullah. Again Allah says, be conscious of Allah. Be fearful of Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. For Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever you do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant this year to be one of the best years for all of us and for the ummah at large. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Inna Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه وشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله القائل أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن من خلق حسن. أيها الأحباء توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه، فإن رسولكم قال كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم زد عد وعن وتفتح وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زيد لبادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صل ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر وإن الآخرة دار مقر، فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون وتبعثون كما تستيقظون، ولتجزون بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسوء سوءا، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز، فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض الله من خلف الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا وباسمك الأعظم أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى وأن تنصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي يمن وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Salut.
Hey.
قام الله وقام الله وقام السماوات والأرض وجميع صالح أهلها.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استقيم يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا ولك الحمد.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن
إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا ولك الحمد.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.